From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Opening the hour with classic sounds from Bill Evans at the piano. Going back to 1967, during his tenure with the Verve label, for the album Further Conversations with Myself. The sequel to an album which he recorded 4 years earlier, Conversations with Myself, on which Bill played all of the piano parts, up to three piano parts at the same time, all thanks to the then still fairly new miracle of overdubbing. He recorded a third volume of Conversations, New Conversations, for Warner Brothers in 1978, on which he added an electric piano to the mix. But from 1967 and Further Conversations with Myself, it's The Shadow of Your Smile. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's one from up-and-coming alto sax man Marcus Howell and his debut album from 2019, the album Get Right, with Joe Magnarelli, trumpet, Michael Dees, trombone, Art Hirahara, piano, Rodney Whitaker, bass, and Luther Allison, drums. We heard Glory Days. Gypsy Jazz Sounds from guitarist Steve Aston before that. Steve, carrying on the Gypsy Jazz tradition, pioneered nearly a century ago by the likes of Stefan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt. The album from 2014, Waltz for Grimaldi, Steve Aston, lead guitar, Andy Morris, rhythm guitar, Marcus Hamlet, bass, and Matthew Holborn, violin. We heard Grimaldi reprise. And Bill Evans at the top of the set from 1967, the album Further Conversations with Myself. We heard The Shadow of Your Smile. Classic West Coast jazz sounds from 1957 getting this set underway as we turn to drummer Stan Levy and the album The Stan Levy Quintet. With Richie Kamuka, tenor sax, Conti Condoli, trumpet, Lou Levy, no relation, piano, and Monty Budwig on bass. Here is Ol' Man Rebop. Mm-hmm.
to think that love's not around. Still, it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining no ground because my angel eyes ain't here. Devil sent, they glow unbearably bright. Need I say that my love's misspent, misspent with angel eyes tonight? So drink up. The drinks and the laughs on me. Pardon me, but I'm gotta run. The facts uncommonly clear. Gotta find who's now number one.
opening and closing that set with classic sounds from the 1950s. That last track featuring Buddy Collette on flute. Buddy also plays alto sax and clarinet on this release. The album Nice Day with Buddy Collette. And on that track, he was joined by Don Friedman piano, John Goodman bass, and Joe Peters on drums. Recorded in early November of 1956, that was, of course, Over the Rainbow. Before that, music from Santa Barbara, California native Nicole Levoff, L-V-O-F-F. Nicole is a jazz singer who prefers to find lesser-known jazz tunes that are rarely performed and recorded these days. We listen to a track from her debut album from 2010, Here's That Rainy Day. On that track, she was joined by Woody DeMarco on piano. He also arranged all of the sessions for the release. Hank Allen, bass, and Tom Lackner on drums. That was Angel Eyes from Nicole Levoff. And we began the set with more classic sounds from the 50s, this time from 57, and Stan Levy on drums, and the Stan Levy Quintet. We heard Old Man Rebop. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website can be found at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, look for The Jazz Scene, Program 1915. We'll begin our final set of the hour with music from the band Steps. Formed in 1980 by Vibes player Mike Manieri, they eventually changed their name to Steps Ahead and took on more of a contemporary fusion sound, but their earlier recordings had a more straight-ahead feel to them, as demonstrated by this track from their debut album from 1981, Step by Step. Mike Manieri on Vibes, Michael Brecker tenor sax, Don Gorolnik piano, Eddie Gomez bass, and Steve Gadd on drums. This tune written by Don Gorolnik. Six Persimmons. Thank you.
Thank you.
one more track from 1957 this hour. This time, two jazz legends co-leading a quartet. The album Art Tatum Meets Ben Webster. Art Tatum on piano, Ben Webster tenor sax, with Red Callender on bass and Bill Douglas on drums. That was, of course, All the Things You Are. Pianist Bill Charlap before that, from his debut album from 1998, the album Swonderful, released by Venus Records in Japan. This was before Bill Charlap would sign to Blue Note and gain greater recognition here in the U.S. By the time that happened, he was quite famous in Japan among that country's jazz audience. In a trio with Peter Washington on bass and Kenny Washington on drums, we heard My Shining Hour. And we began our final set of the hour with music from Steps, fronted by Mike Manieri on vibes, featuring Michael Brecker on tenor sax. Six Persimmons, from their debut album Step by Step. That does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.